is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it. Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk A dunk! He flushed it! Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And this afternoon here on scoresbroadcast.com, we're the radio on your phone for Minster against Anna. Girls matinee action here on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Tonight it's boys action from Versailles. The Rushi Raiders take on the Versailles Tigers. Webcast time about 7:10. Tip at 7:30. Here today, Minster. Outstanding campaign. One loss. It was double OT at Fort Loramie on the 12th of January. Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets have had a fantastic season as well. Minster 15-1. Anna 13-2. Rockets have won 9 of their last 10. Minster 6-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Anna 8-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna's only setback in league play to Fort Loramie. A loss suffered by Anna by 8 points at the Rockets gym. Those two teams will collide once again on Saturday, February 2nd. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, last year, Anna stung Minster late in the regular season by 5, and Anna Kipling-Rowland made a couple of late free throws to seal it for the Anna Rockets. How much does Minster remember that game a year ago? It turned the season around for Minster. The Wildcats regrouped, went on a streak, won about 10 in a row, won the state title, but Minster was upset last year at the Anna gym.
I think it's a good coaching point more than anything.
Yeah,
that's something they can talk about. You know, they've only lost twice. It's a good basketball team, so they're not going to overlook them anyway. But
right,
you know, the coaches are going to use that. Say, you know, no matter what, you guys were the state champions last year, but they beat you, so you're going to have to play your best today to win the basketball game.
Hey, we've seen a couple of girls' basketball games this year during which Fort Loramie and Minster played about as perfectly as you could possibly play. Minster beat New Bremen on Thursday this week. We covered it here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie handed Rushi a lopsided setback at the Rushi gym, did the Fort Loramie girls. What in the world, as an opposing coach, do you do on nights like that when those two clubs, like Minster and Fort Loramie, can do no wrong, are the best team in the entire state of Ohio, maybe divisions 4-1 on a given night like that?
Well, both teams have what I like. They've got scorers. They've got girls that can shoot the basketball. I mean, it's not where you sit out there and get open on a three. They can take it to the basket. They're just well-rounded basketball teams. And I thought that Tuesday night, wasn't it, that we were at New Bremen?
Thursday.
Thursday.
Yep. I thought that was as well as Minster could play, because New Bremen is not a bad basketball team, and they were out of the game right from the beginning.
And I can lump into that group, maybe at a third game, the second half, Anna Boys at Botkins. Anna poured in, 52?
52.
Anna was on fire in that game. Anna Boys team, with some transition going on, real tough to beat. Where the Anna Boys need, I think, to work on a little bit is the half-court offense. If they can fine-tune that, Anna Boys in D3 will be a real tough out in the tournament.
They will be, because they've got a three-headed monster scoring-wise, and then on any given night, they got role players that will go out there like Leininger that'll put a hurt on you, too. Yep. So it's not just a three-man team.
Right. Anna Boys Division III, Anna Girls Division III. Anna suffered a loss on the road at West Liberty earlier in the year during the very same week that Fort Laramie was beaten by West Liberty. And as we noted, the only loss for Minster so far this season is a game at Fort Laramie. Anna lost to the Redskins by 8. Real stringent schedule coming up here for the Minster Wildcats. In fact, head coach Mike Wiss of Minster, I think, is applauding the fact that lurking is Versailles next Thursday, followed by a game at Ottoville a week from Monday. Dayton Carroll has been rescheduled for the 9th of February in Dayton. St. Henry, a pretty good MAC school, much improved team, on the road to close out the regular season for the Minster girls on February 14th. Minster will be tournament ready for sure.
No doubt. I mean, of all those games you just mentioned, I mean, forget St. Henry, because they should beat them. But the Versailles game, I mean, that is the one that's going to be the difference if they win the MAC or they finish second in the MAC. Now, you want to play well against Carroll. Those are games you want to play well in. But that Versailles game is the one that they are sure they're pointing to.
Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets, as I mentioned, have won 9 of 10. And, Chuck, when you think of the Anna girls, you think of Ella Dosick. She's had 3 or 4 games in the mid-20s this year. She's been lights out. I think she hit the 30 mark in that win.
It's Rushi.
Uh-huh. But her point per game average has slid. She's had some contests where she has been defended extremely well and scored less than 10. In fact, right now, according to second-year head coach Jeff Maurer for the Anna Rockets, three young ladies are right at 10 points a game each. Bria Cook, who was on fire in a recent Shelby County League game, drilled, I think, 6 threes in a row. She's capable any night of doing that. She's at 10. Dosick's at 10. Lauren Barhorse is at 10. Kiplin Rowland is at 9-something. That's the kind of balance
right. A
girls' head basketball coach prefers to have in late January with the tournament lurking.
Well, when we saw Barhorse play early in the season, she really was had a lot of stuff to work on. She's left-handed, had a real line drive type shot. I can tell that. I mean, she's got one of the best post players in girls basketball that I've ever seen, and that's Megan Fote. And I know she's got a different last name now, but I don't know what that is. But Megan Fote, you can see that she's been working with her, because when we saw them against Laramie, that girl had improved tenfold, and I'm kind of anxious to see her tonight to see how much improvement she still has. She's got a battle tonight with Pringer inside.
Yeah.
That's the key I really want to watch.
Yeah, that'll be a duel. No question about it. Lauren Barhorst, Anna, Courtney Pringer, Minster. Both young ladies right at the 6'2 mark, even Steven in terms of height. And we'll see who wins that confrontation. Meanwhile, head coach Mike West throws Ivy Wolf out there every single game. Doesn't matter who is guarding Ivy Wolf. She gets 15 to 20 every night. And on Thursday against New Bremen, what, 4 or 5 threes? None of them hit the orange rim. All rolled right down through the ropes.
Yeah, she was impressive. I mean, she's always impressive, but that night her outside shot was just dynamite. And then everybody got into the flow of the thing. And that game, like I said, it was over before. It was 12-0 before New Bremen knew that they had tipped the ball off. And then it was 21-3. So, yeah, I mean, that game was over.
Yeah, Ivy Wolf has earned the nickname, according to head coach Mike Wiss from opposing teams, as Poison Ivy.
Yeah, well, I would love to decide how I was going to mess with them, but
so many thanks here on ScorersBroadcast.com as we salute the officials for today's game. To our underwriting sponsors, new ones, including Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. It's a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction, creating new homes, building additions, remodeling. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick, they'll work with you step by step by step. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Thanks as well to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. 1269 Wapak in Sydney. For Regal, at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. And thanks as well to Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362, Minster. You'll enjoy the baked haddock dinner at night. Open at 6 a.m. in the morning. The breakfasts are popular and they are superb. Maury's Landing. And thanks as well to Wilson Health Sports Medicine here on ScoresBroadcast.com, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including the two playing today, Minster and Anna, plus Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, and New Knoxville. And a lot of gratitude to another underwriting sponsor, an anchor, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, plus Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Minster hosting Anna girls action today coming up in a moment. We've got the tip and the starting lineups right around the corner on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is Jack with Chuck once again here at Minster. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We could have pitched a tent since Thursday, Chuck. We were here two nights ago, less than, what, a day and a half, day and two-thirds, although the tent would have had to have been inside.
Yeah, it was a little nippy. I don't camp in the summer, so I'm certainly not camping in January.
Anna Rockets being introduced. Anna in the road green, white numerals. Minster the home orange. Black numbers outlined in orange. Opening five for Anna includes Michaela Ambus, a 5'4 junior guard. She's quite the playmaker, loves to drive the basketball. She's joined by Bria Cook at a wing, a 5'6" senior. Ella Dosick, boy, she can be a superstar on given nights. Is unselfish, likes to make assists, can shoot the three. She's good from long range. Dosick, 5'6", a sophomore at 10 points a game. Kiplin Rowland, a 5'10 junior, just under 10 per outing. And Lauren Barhorst in the middle, 6'2 junior. Boy, she is vastly improved over the course of this year. An interesting battle waged on the inside between Lauren Barhorst, 10 points a game at 6'2 for Anna, and Courtney Pringer in the post. A little over 10 points a game, 6-2 in the middle for Minster. Speaking of Minster, opening five being announced at the moment, Ivy Wolf, 14 points a game at guard, 5'8 sophomore. She's joined by Janae Hoyn. Janae, a sophomore at 5'6, 8 points a game. Two excellent shooters from distance out back for Minster. Along the front, Jessica Falk at a wing, 5'9 senior, 6 points a game. Courtney Pringer in the middle, just over 10, 6'2 and a senior. And Damaris Wolf at 7 per outing, 5'10 senior at a forward position. Three officials I recognize, don't know them by name, but
no, I don't either.
They're veterans, they've been around, should be a well-worked contest. One was wearing an Ohio State University jacket when he walked in. The other was wearing an Indiana University jacket.
So we like them both, don't
we? When he walked in. And the third was wearing a Minster jacket. No, no.
It was as long as he wasn't wearing Michigan, I don't care what else he was wearing.
It was an Anna jacket. No, no. I'm just kidding. No, we expect a fine game from these three officials. We rarely comment about the officiating unless there's a 10-second violation that is whistled in 5.5.
I've only seen that once. I was in Columbus. I won't say who the official was, but he was working his first state tournament, and I think he was counting by twos, and boy, did he take heat for that.
Here we go. Barhor, 6'2". Pringer, 6'2". Opening jump, one by Anna. Quickly, the ball thrown down the floor to Dosik. Dosik leaves it on the left side for Cook, who missed the 8-footer. Rebounded by Minster. Tie-up occurs. It's a jump, and Minster will control it. Anna got a real good look off the tap to start the game.
Well, that was a set play, and they ran that, had a real shot at it, just came up a little short on the shot.
Yeah, head coach Jeff Maurer, second year at Anna. He has done a splendid job with this team. And as Chuck noted, ran a play off the opening tap and almost got an easy bucket. Here's a drive by Minster, shovel shot, no good. Rebound Barhorst for Anna, heaves it down the floor for Ambus. She can't hang on at the boundary at the other end, off her fingertips. Minster possession, technically a couple turnovers already for the Rockets.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, his game plan against Lormie the first time around was as good as I've seen.
Sure was. Zone on defense much of the game. Take time off the clock on offense. Hang on to the ball. Limit the turnovers. Limit Fort Lormie's possessions. Keep the score down a little bit. Stay within striking range. And Anna was beaten by only 8 by Fort Lormie at the Rockets gym. No score. We played a minute. Minster's got the ball out high. It's Ivy Wolf. Picked up by Amba straight away. Ivy wants to drive. Foul line. Back to the basket. Spins. Throws it on the arc to Jessica Falk. Anna right now playing a pretty good man defense. Here's Springer in the post. Oh, she wiggles around Barhorst. Got to the rack and laid it through with the left hand. Good bounce on the floor, but Pringer might have walked.
It was close.
The officials ignored it if there was a travel. Here's Anna with the ball deep in the right corner. And Anna can't hang on. A Rocket player muffed it off the knee, out of bounds. Three miscues by Anna in the opening 90 seconds.
Yeah, this is not the start they need. They need to play solid basketball on the offensive end.
Ivy Wolf, right flank. Janae Hoing for Minster. Out on top to Damaris Wolf. Now to Ivy. Right wing behind the arc. Puts it on the deck. Drives Ambus. Baseline. She stopped. Straight away to Pringer. Barhorst checks her foul line. Courtney back to the hoop. Oh, here's a good overplay. Nice steal by Bria Cook for Anna. Swipe back, though, by Hoing of Minster. Drives into traffic. Went up against the arms of the Anna defender and drew a two-shot foul from Ella Dosik. Though it's called against Roland of Anna. And the Wildcats get a couple charity throws here. 6:09 left, opening period. Swish, it's in. Dead on. Lofted through by Janae Hoing. Janae, a 70% plus foul shooter. And her missing free throws repeatedly against Fort Lormie, Chuck. That was what you call a big-time anomaly.
Yep, no doubt. That was a lot of pressure game right there.
Janae makes two right here. And Minster is up 4-0. Ambus in backcourt for Anna. Steers the ball over the timeline. Quick double team. Damaris Wolf jumps her. Had help from Ivy. It's ruled a tie-up. Anna avoids another turnover because the arrow favors the Rockets.
Well, she turned and got double teamed, and nobody helped her.
Minster on its game defensively so far. Ball thrown in by Anna. Straight away it's Dosick. Dosick to Ambus at the elbow on the right. Back to Dosick straight away. Interesting matchup there. Hoying on Dosick. Right wing Michaela. Ivy doubles her. Out comes Springer to Hedge. Ambus is in trouble. Bounced it off the leg of a Minster player out of bounds. Well, Minster's game plan here at the start is being executed very well.
Well, they love to double you, and when they get you on a sideline, you're in trouble.
Ball inbounded by Cook to Ambus. Back to Cook, 25 feet away. She's on the arc, fakes left, goes right, pulls up. Wanted to shoot, tipped away by Minster. Here's Damaris Wolf, 2-on-2. Pulls up from 17, way hard. Long rebound to Ivy. She jacks it up and good. Two-pointer straddling the arc, Ivy Wolf. Minster bolts to a 6-0 advantage. Timeout, Anna. 5:20 left, opening quarter. Scorersbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arndt creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Minster 6, Anna nothing. Just over 5 to play here in the opening quarter. Rockets need to get on the board. Dosick has the ball high left, straight away Ambus. Right wing Cook looks inside for Barhorst.
Nice.
Here's a good lob. It's Roland who caught it 6 feet away, and she pumps it in. Good looking high-low play.
Good pass, good catch.
Yeah, the throw was perfecto. And Kiplin Rowland finished it. She and Barhorst were down low and on the block. Pinned outside the lane was Rowland. And the toss to her was right on the money. Anna on the board, 6-2. Minster setting up as Ivy Wolf straight away. Three-pointer, hit the rim, backboard no good. Nice rebound on the inside by Rowland. She flipped home a couple free throws late in the game last year at Anna to enable the Rockets to upset Minster by 5. The ball kicked at midcourt by Anna. It's loose. Minster gobbles it up. 4:20 left, opening period. Janae Hoying, right corner, starts a drive against Ambus. Fakes left, goes right. Ambus chokes her off. Now Damaris. Good entry pass. Low in the right to Pringer.
Wow.
Fall away, 5-footer on the money.
That was a real nice pass and a good job by Pringer. Got herself squared. That looked like a basketball play right there.
Sure did. Superb entry by Damaris. Courtney Pringer can thank Damaris Wolf for the assist. 8-2, Anna down 6. On the arc with the ball, Cook for Anna. Goes left flank to Dosick. High-low action. Inside Barhorst. Plays it up. No good. She's crammed and fouled from the backside, but Pringer. That play open, 2 straight trips for Anna. Couple of free throws here, Lauren Barhorst. 3:43 to go, opening stanza, 8-2 lead Minster girls. Lauren, left-hander, eyes the goal, shoots it up and in.
That looks so much better than when we saw her early in the season.
No doubt. Yeah, she has really perfected her game. And as we see Lauren at the foul line looking on beyond her, out of bounds. Far door here at the Minster gym. We see John Hemp, Hemp Imagery, taking photos. Hi, John. Second free throw missed, in and out. Long rebound, Minster. Damaris Wolf at the other end. Lights it up from three-point territory.
Well, we made the comment before the New Bremen game that we really hadn't seen her come in the games we've seen anyway. She was terrific against New Bremen.
Yep, she played very well on Thursday. And if head coach Mike Wiss is able to get Damaris Wolf going, look out in the tournament. Oh, Minster will be loaded for bear. Here's Anna going high-low again. throw across the lane to Barhorst. She gets too far under. Ball grazes the backboard. Minster's got the rebound. Ivy Wolf goes down the floor in a hurry, hastily to the rim, splits a couple defenders, shot it off the iron, no good, rebound, tie-up. It will be Minster possession. 11-3, Minster, 3:02 left, opening quarter. Substitution, Anna. Mary Landis in, 5'7", sophomore. Ball lobbed to Ivy Wolf, deep right corner. High left to Pringer. Near side, Janae Hoyne. Cutting through the lane is Falk. Ball thrown to Damaris. Left corner, Falk. Out high to Pringer. Minster opens up the floor. Pringer tries one from 17. Ooh, my goodness, around the rim, three times and out. Rebound, Anna. Long throw down the floor. Landis tries to catch up with it. Smacked away by Minster, goes out of bounds. 2:42 to go here in the opening quarter. Anna down eight. Minster's played extremely well at the defensive end. Ball inbounded left corner of the floor to Roland off her fingertips. Ivy Wolf traces it down for Minster.
They're going 2-3 now defensively.
Uh-huh. Here's Falk with the ball. Straight away Damaris. Now Janae Hoyne. Back to Ivy. Here's Janae. Minster recognizing it's a zone look from Anna. 2:22 to go opening quarter. 11-3 Minster. Far side of the floor. It's Falk. Loop near side to Ivy. High Archer way downtown. Count it. It's in. Ivy Wolf all cord. Dead center.
That's the problem with playing a zone is, boy, you better find where she is. You better find where Hoying is. You better find where Damaris Wolf is.
And, of course, Ivy, all three will burn you. Here's Anna, difficulty in backcourt. What a spark plug play by Janae Hoying, who almost got the steal. It rolled away from her, out of bounds. Heck of an effort by Janae for Minster, which has jumped on top of Anna, 14-3. Under two to play here in the opening quarter. In backcourt, inbounding, Mary Landis. Steal on the play by Carly Richard of Minster. Turns and hits the 10-footer. Minster's up 13. Not quite as bad as the lead early against New Bremen on Thursday, but still, it's sizable. Here's Barhorst in the half court, got across the center line. She's doubled. She's in deep doo-doo, almost threw it away. Anna caught it low on the left. Whistle blows. What do we have? Players tumble to the floor. Boy, Minster's trapping defense, Chuck, has been suffocating as good as you'd ever want it to be.
Well, they're going to the trap spots on the floor, and that's going to get you in trouble. Now, it's hard not to. I understand that, but if you keep going to the sideline, you're in trouble.
Here is Anna inbounding below the rim. Lob to Ambus, 25 feet away. 16-3, Minster. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. Here is Dosick straight away to a teammate, Mary Landis. Nearly a miscue against Anna. Driving through the paint area. Dosick has it blocked. Rebound, Minster. Long lead out, Ivy Wolf. And she's belted from behind. And a player couldn't keep from running into her. That was Ambus. Ivy Wolf not in the act of shooting. Ball out of bounds below the rim to Minster, which leads it 16-3. Trying to put this game away early in the first half like it did against New Bremen on Thursday night.
Well, they were up 21-3 at the end of the first quarter in that game.
And it's 16-3 right now. Danielle Barhorst is checked in for Minster, 5'10 senior. Here's a long one, jettison toward the rim by Ivy Wolf. It's short. Rebound to Dosick. She journeys down the floor for Anna. Hits Barhorst. Baseline left, it's Landis around Falk to the rim. Landis up and in for two.
Nice move down to baseline.
16-5, Minster. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Ivy Wolf races up ahead, fumbled it, got it back. Now to Pringer. Right wing, it goes to Falk, who looks inside for Courtney Pringer. Out back to Ivy. Deep right corner, Falk. She chucks one up from three-point land. No good. Weak side rebound, Danielle Barhorst. Into the post to Pringer. Pringer pivots. Loops it back out to Carly Richard. 26 seconds to go in the first. Carly to Ivy. Ivy between the rings. Looks at the clock. 18-17. Minster will play for one. Leading 16-5 late first quarter. Carly Richards got it. Deep left corner. 10 to go. Now Pringer. She enters the paint area, twists and turns around Barhorst. Aaron shot, rebounded Anna with five to go. In backcourt, it's Cook. Hand off to Dosick. She won't get it to the timeline. Minster's pressing defense took control of that first quarter right away. Minster 16 and a 5 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, 11-point lead. Minster Wildcats off to a fine beginning here this afternoon, Chuck.
Well, they've got one, two, three, four, five girls scored in the first quarter. Typical Minster. They turned them over seven times in the first quarter.
Yeah, seven.
Way too much.
Mm-hmm. Seven miscues by the Rockets in the opening 8 minutes. Here's Janae Hoying in the left corner for Minster. Out high to Danielle Barhorst. Barhorst, a 5'10 senior. She will be one of our young ladies highlighted at the halftime break. Brought to you by LaCal Equipment. Here's a drive into the lane by Minster. Ball is pinched up against the leg of Courtney Ernst. It's on the deck. Jump ball and a possession. Rockets, Chuck, need a much better second quarter to work their way back into this game by halftime. Otherwise, Anna will be feeling like New Bremen on Thursday here at the Minster Gym.
Right. Well, they're not getting enough shots because they're turning the ball over too much.
Right.
And here, all of a sudden, they're in that trap spot again.
Yep. Here's Bria Cook dribbling down the floor. Took her 9 seconds to get it over the timeline. Now to Dosik on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot from 18. Clanged off the rim. No good. Rebound, Danielle Barhorst. She muscled that away from an Anna player who fouled her.
That was Ella's first shot attempt of the game, which they can't have that. This girl's too good.
Yep. I was about to remark, I didn't think she saw the basket in the opening 8 minutes. Or a minute gone here in the second quarter, 16-5. That was our first quarter score. Deep in the right corner for Minster. It is handled there on the play by Courtney Ernst. She dished it to the post. Anna slapped it over the end line. Inbounding baseline right, Minster. On the arc, Janae Hoying. It's popped in the air. Good steal by Dosik. Dosik wants to go against Hoying. Glides down the right side. Gives it up to Cook, 20 feet away, right wing. 6:40 left, second quarter. High post, Barhorst goes opposite to Dosik. Dosik to Cook on top. Anna needs a string of points to make this game interesting before the break. High post, it goes on the play to Rowland. Right wing, Cook being checked by Ernst, 25 feet out on the floor. Cook starts to drive. Good double team. Damaris Wolf comes over to help. Cook in hot water, hits a cutter in the lane. It's Dosik. On the top to Landis. She darts through the paint area all the way to the rim, and Hoying grabbed her arm. Two free throws, Landis of Anna.
It's Rowland.
I'm sorry. Kiplin Rowland was fouled, not Mary Landis. Kiplin at the stripe, two coming. Anna working long and hard to eventually get two free throws at the free throw line. Rowland sinks it to make it 16-6 in favor of Minster. Richard out, Barhorst out for Minster. Second free throw, Rowland. Dips the knees, ball right in front of her chin, and she pushes it up and through. 16-7, Minster in front. Took nearly 2 minutes for the first 2 points to be scored here in the second quarter. A pair of free throws by Anna. Janae Hoying, 25 feet away for Minster on the dribble. Hand off now to Pringer, high right. Courtney puts it on the deck, goes to the elbow. Right corner jump shot, but Janae Hoying from trifecta land It glanced off the rim, went weak side, out of bounds, into the Anna bench.
Tell you what, Ambus is doing a nice job on Ivy Wolf right now.
Yep, she is checking her very tightly. And you just about have to slow down Ivy Wolf a little bit in order to play Minster moderately close. Loose ball, midcourt, knocked into backcourt by Minster. It's tracked down by Roland, hand off to Ambus. Anna having a difficult time getting it up before the 10-second count. Knocked away by Minster. No, ruled a double dribble in Ambus, and that was a good call.
Either that or 10 seconds, because that was a long 10 seconds.
Sure was. 5 minutes, 28 seconds to go here in the second quarter, 16-7. Minster over Anna. We are without a field goal in quarter number two. Pringer high post, left corner Falk on top to Maris Wolf. Lobbing down inside to Pringer. She caught it in traffic and then went to the rim strong, a little hard. Rebound, Anna. Here is Amba streaking down the floor for the Rockets. Pulls up ahead of the key, picked up by Ivy Wolf. 5 minutes to go in the second. 9-point lead, Minster. Right wing, it's Cook. Cook sends it to Kiplin, rolling straight away. Damaris tight on her. Kiplin left flank to Dosick, guarded by Janae Hoyne. Coming out to catch Ambus. Ivy Wolf guards her. Left side, Cook behind a screen. Line drive, three ball. Caromed off the back iron. Rebound, Ivy. Leaking out the other way. Down the floor, Minster. Driving layup by Falk is good. 18-7, Minster. 10 players in backcourt. 5 white shirts, 5 green. Behind the back dribble by Dosick, working hard to get it to the timeline. Veers up to the left. 4:20 left, second quarter. 11-point lead, Minster. On top, it's Ambus. Left side to Cook. Lobbing down inside for Barhorst. Tipped by Pringer, tipped by Barhorst. Out of bounds to Minster. Well, Courtney by now is up to that. And has tried it a few times.
Yeah.
Ivy Wolf up and over the timeline for the Minster Wildcats. Picked up by Ambus. Right side of the floor, Janae Hoyne coming out to catch Barhorst, foul stripe. Roland guards her. Daniela lefty. Little shot fake, then gave it up to Hoyne. 3:50 to go till halftime. Janae starts to drive. Motors below the foul line. Flipped it back to Barhorst out of Pringer. Elbow in the right. Courtney works into the lane area. Flipped it on the arc to Ivy Wolf. Ivy hoists up a three. It spins and comes out. Rebounded by Anna. Ahead it goes to Ambus. Right side to Cook. Anna doing a real good job defensively on Minster here in quarter number two. Left wing, it's Ambus lobbing down inside. Little pick and roll with Barhorst. And the ball is splashed out of bounds. Good defense. Pringer and Ivy Wolf collapsed. Anna will throw in. 3:20 to go. Second quarter, deep right corner, it's Kiplin Rowland. She scurries across the lane,
nice.
Shovels it with the left, and banked it in.
Woo. Yeah, I'm impressed. Did a good job.
Fine play, Kiplin Rowland. She's come on strong during the course of the year. 18-9, Minster by 9. Here's Janae Hoyne, steps back, shoots a 26-footer, hit the bottom of the ring. Loose ball rebound, Barhorst, back to Janae. Minster controls, under 3 to go, second period. Janae on the right flank's got an opening. Pulls up from 10, overshot it. Nice rebound, Barhorst for Anna. Rockets a chance to make a move here. Up the left side of the floor, Dosick for Anna. Angles across. She's doubled. Gives it back to Ambus. Uh-oh, she's staggered. It's a walk.
Well, they're thinking about what's coming, and they're not reacting.
We've got 2 minutes and 39 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. It's been a low-scoring period. Only 6 points tallied total. 4 by Anna, 2 by Minster. Minster led 16-5 after 1. Here's Courtney Pringer in the paint. Goes opposite to Falk. Left flank. Out back to Courtney Ernst. Right back to Falk in the corner. Guarded there by Cook. And we've got a holding foul down on the interior against Anna. Mary Landis checking the Minster player too aggressively. And with 2:19 left in the first half, Minster will throw in baseline left. Barhorst in the corner. Out to Ivy Wolf. Used a screen from Pringer. Ivy's got an avenue down the right side of the lane. all the way to the rack. Shot it too hard. There's contact, collision, offensive foul, I think.
Called a travel.
Travel on Ivy. Anna up the left side, just over two to play. Anna needs a surge before the break. 25 feet away, it's Cook between the rings to Dosick. Dosick throws right corner, Landis. Landis' pass deflected by Ernst, picked up near the center line by Cook. Left side, Michaela Ambus goes to the foul stripe. Here's Dosick. Deep right corner, Cook. A minute 45 to go, second quarter, 18-9 Minster. Dribble drive, Landis around, Barhorst into the lane, lays it up on the back rim, and it goes in. It flopped through. Anna within seven. 18-11, 90 seconds left in the half. Here's Ivy Wolf at the elbow on the left. Throws it right wing to Falk. Looks for Ernst circling on top. She's not open. Skips it cross court to Ivy. She hurls up a long three ball and buries it. A bomb by Ivy Wolf. Timeout Minster, which leads it 21-11. 1:17 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
At the Anna Rockets, Chuck, it outscored Minster, I think, 6-2 in the quarter until that bomb was thrown in by Ivy Wolf.
Right, that was a big three right there, but the first time she really got to get her feet set for the shot.
Right. She had been defended well by Anna through the first 6 minutes plus of quarter number two. Here is Kiplin rolling top of the circle, throws it, smacked away by Pringer. Anna got it back. A minute left in the quarter. Here's a deep three, left side of the floor, short by Cook. Nice offensive rebound, stick back by Landis is good for Anna.
Mary Landis having a good first half.
Yep, 21-13, Ivy Wolf counters for Minster. Enters the lane area, a little runner, good for two. Reminds me of the shot she made to tie Fort Loramie at the buzzer. 40 seconds to go, second period. 23-13, Minster in the lead. Cross court to Cook, on top to Dosick, back to Cook, sizes up a triple, it rattles out, following as Landis to the rim, great offensive rebound, and then she's floored to the hardwood, foul on Minster, I believe. Let's see.
I was going to say, we were talking about Ivy Wolf and kind of a slow start to the game. She's got 10, so I would like to have that slow start if I was playing.
Right. Yeah, head coach Carlos Siegel of Fort Loramie chooses her words selectively. Well, she called Ivy Wolf a great player.
She is a great player.
Yeah.
And she's only a sophomore.
Isn't that amazing? 20 seconds to go, first half. Here's Anna with the ball in the arc. It's Cook trying to make a 20-foot lob over two Minster players to Lauren Barhorst. Lady Cats have nothing to do with that. Ball is batted away off Anna last, and now Minster brings it down with 10 to play in the second quarter. 23-13, Minster up 10. Ivy Wolf with the Cats logo at midcourt. Gets a screen from Pringer. Darts down the right side of the lane. Got away with a bunny hop. Hand off to Falk. 15-footer way wide left. And the half closes. Much better second period for Anna. Rockets really fortunate, Chuck, I think, to be within 10 here at the break.
Well, yeah, because they're still not scoring much. They did get 8 that quarter instead of 5, but they're going to have to get some more offense going if they're going to win the basketball game.
Anna did outscore Minster by a scant point in quarter number 2. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. As we noted earlier, they include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, on Route 25A, north of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Thanks as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like Brookins. at 10 Elm Street. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. The In-Between, south of Botkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. 498-7282. In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc. 8 expanding divisions at Wells Brothers on Shuey Drive. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report in 1 minute. It's coming up after this commercial break. Halftime at Minster, Wildcats 23, Lady Rockets 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family of four here at Maury's?
We spent about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Minster ahead of Anna by 10 at the break, Chuck.
Well, it's a little closer than I thought once they started the game, but Anna did a nice job of stemming the tide there in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
They have a 10-9 rebounding advantage. Minster has 3 offensive rebounds. Anna has 1. The Rockets did turn the ball 11 times in the first half. Much better in the second quarter than the first quarter.
Yep.
Minster turned it 4. Minster made both their free throws. Anna 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Only 3 young ladies scored for Anna. 6 for Kiplin Rowland, 6 for Mary Landis, and 1 for Lauren Barhorst. Got nothing out of Dosey, got nothing out of Cook, got nothing out of Ambus.
You need
to pick that up in a second. They scored 5 and 8, 13 for the half. Minster led by Ivy Wolf with 10. Then they dropped down to Courtney Bringer with 4. 3 from Damaris Wolf and 2 each from Hoying and Richard and Falk. They scored 16 and 7, lead it 23 to 13 at the half.
As you mentioned, Chuck, the trio of guards for Anna scoreless, including Dosick. That's got to change.
Well, it has to change. I mean, and I knew it was going to be kind of a tough night for them because of the perimeter defense that Minster plays. But I think Dosick only got 1 shot. I think Cook got a couple of 3s. I don't remember Ambus shooting the basketball in the first half.
No, I don't either. Is Lauren Barhorst holding her own against Courtney Pringer on the interior?
She is. I mean, she's done a nice job. Courtney's got 4 points, and both of them were off of a real nice assist. On the other end, they're not getting the ball down. They're trying to get the ball down to Barhorst, but the defense of Minster front and back is just making it almost impossible to get her the ball.
Mary Landis, spark off the bench for the Big Green.
Well, you take her 6 points away and the game's over.
Yep.
So, yeah, she had a terrific first half.
That's our halftime report here at Minster. Wildcats over the Rockets, 23-13. Our halftime presented to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And
and Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna here today, plus Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, New Knoxville, and Minster, of course, which is playing Anna here this afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com. 23-13, Minster leads Anna at the break. So many thanks to LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center once again for our student-athlete spotlight report here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCalle has been a super sponsor on Scores Broadcast over the years. A founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com is LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center. And we could not have gotten started without the help of LaCalle. Chuck, we'll talk about LaCalle Equipment at length in just a moment. As soon as I can find my detailed report on our two spotlight players, we'll take a quick break, then return. 23-13 Minster in the lead over Anna at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCalle manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCalle supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. Locally, LaCalle is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, today here on ScoresBroadcast.com, under the LaCalle spotlight, Kiplin Rowland Jr. at Anna, nearly a 4-point student, 3.95 GPA. Daughter of John and Tiffany is Kiplin. Plays soccer. She's a midfielder, FCCLA, a part of SAD, Eco Warriors, French Club, FFA. off to Ohio State after she graduates from Anna and will pursue the medical field. Kiplin Rowland, junior at Anna. And as we belatedly highlight one of our two locale equipment spotlight performers here today, Minster gets the second half going with a quick hoop chuck to go up by 12.
Got it inside the pringer. You can tell us what they talked about.
Yeah, I was about ready to make the remark at the half. You can bet Courtney Pringer is going to touch the ball even more here in the second half of this game. She is so critical, I think, for Minster in the tournament run, because if Courtney gets the ball often at 6-2, that she can dominate in Division IV.
Absolutely.
Anna attacking to her left behind but 12. Here is Kiplin Rowland behind the arc. Handoff on the play to Dosick. Right wing to teammate Bria Cook. Here's Rowland, head of the key, drive, left side of the lane, toward the basket. Minster got a hand in there, pried it loose. It is ruled to be out of bounds off Anna. Anna Bench says Minster touched it. And no confusion by the referees, it's Minster basketball. Here come the Wildcats up across the timeline. Danielle Barhorst, a substitute here today off the bench for Minster, is our locale equipment spotlight player for the Wildcats. Bombs away. Damaris Wolf just hoisted in a three from the left flank. A 24-footer by Damaris. I tell you what, Chuck, she's been silent off and on this season. She's been good of late. If she gets going from range, Minster is going to be almost impossible to knock out.
Well, I think their regional game with Fort Loramie, barring any kind of a major upset,
right,
is going to be for the state championship.
Yes. Here's Anna inbounding after the three ball by Wolf. It's knocked out of bounds by Anna. Minster possession again. Damaris tries another triple from this side, and she airballed that one out of bounds.
She looked at us like, quit talking about me. Yeah, she didn't get her feet set on that one.
28-13. It's a 15-point lead for Minster, the Wildcats' biggest. 6.5 left here in the third quarter. Dribbling up the right side of the floor, it's Dosick for Anna. She has not scored. Hand off to Ambus. She has not scored. Ball dealt in the right corner to Landis. Now Dosick straight away. Ivy Wolf has been on her like glue. Gorilla glue.
Yeah.
Here's Ambus darting into the lane. To Dosick, three-point land. Just as I talk about the job Minster's doing on Ella Dosick, she sharp shoots one right through from three-point. A distance shot downtown by Dosick to make it 28-16 in favor of Minster. Here's Damaris Wolf up the floor for Minster into the top of the circle. Ball knocked loose by Anna. Damaris recovers. Rockets need a bigger dose of Dosick here in the second half.
She was ready to shoot that time, and she got a nice quick release.
Cross court to Damaris Wolf. She chucks up another three, her third try here in the third quarter. That one hits the heel. Ricochets out to Dosick for Anna. She scrambles down the floor, got away with a walk. Fed it to a teammate, Landis, in the lane. She bobbled. Here's Janae Hoying on the takeaway for Minster. She scoots down the floor into the corner. Here's a long triple, Ivy Wolf. Swish for Minster.
I had put Ivy down for the one Damaris hit. I should have just left it there. You knew another one was coming.
Ivy Wolf makes it 31-16 in favor of Minster. Anna heaves it down the floor. Busted up on the play by Minster. It's loose on the deck. Bodies fly. I think Anna may be charged with a foul.
They've come out and turned the ball over four times in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter after they did a nice job not turning it in the second quarter.
Right. Our other locale equipment spotlight player, Danielle Barhorst for Minster, 3.9 GPA. She's a senior, daughter of Brian and Chris. Chris, by the way, her mom is a Minster High School grad. Danielle takes part in volleyball, center fielder on the softball team, percussion in the band, and she is a youth Christian minister. Probably Ohio State, and she'll pursue architecture. Kiplin Rowland, junior at Anna. Danielle Barhorst, senior at Minster. Our two locale equipment spotlight performers here today.
And you can tell they're terrific kids because they're both going to go to Ohio State.
Well, we got 5 minutes left here in the third quarter of this game. And it's 31-16, Minster in the lead over Anna. And we've got Minster inbounding. Anna needs a good defensive stop here. Rockets cannot allow this lead for Minster to swell any further. Damaris Wolf to Falk. to the cutter, Ivy Wolf, who steps back, shoots it from the left wing, blocked on the play by Anna. Chuck, I'm not sure who got a piece of that.
Barhorst.
Minster touched it. Great defensive effort by Barhorst for Anna, who came off her player and swatted the shot by Ivy Wolf. Here's Kipling rolling in backcourt to Ambus for Anna, which is down 15. 4:40 to go in the third. Left side rolling, hitting the cutter. Left wing Cook sizes up a three, shot it long. Rebound Pringer, doubled in backcourt. Squeezes out of trouble, down the floor to Falk, to Damaris. Hits the cutter, Pringer, look at that ball movement. Left side to Janae Hoeing. She starts to drive, pulls up, 8-footer short. Rebound low on the left by Pringer. To Falk straight away for a triple try. Swish! She's got it. Outstanding rotation of the basketball by Minster.
So many weapons.
Janae Hoeing has not been shooting it real well from the floor the last few weeks. Boy, when she gets untracked, look out.
She got two free throws. That's all she's got in the game right now.
4 minutes to go, third quarter, 34-16. Minster leading it by 18 points. Anna far side of the court. It's stabbed out of bounds by Minster. Rockets pitch it in play. It is Bria Cook straight away to Dosick. Now Ambus behind her to Cook, picked up by Falk. Between the rings, it's Ella Dosick. Far right side of the floor, Cook again. Checked there by Falk of Minster. Overplay out high by Pringer. Almost shook it loose from Barhorst. But Anna controls again with 3.5 to go in the third, down by 18 points. Deep in the right corner, it's Cook. Cook dribbling too much right in front of Damaris Wolf, who got a piece of it. Loose ball picked up by Roland for Anna, and she bolts into the lane area. Collision, a couple knees, bang hard. Foul Minster. Ball out of bounds, Anna low on the left.
I like the way Roland is taking the ball and going into the lane, going into, and making things happen, going to the basket.
Yep, you've got to get down inside the teeth of this Minster defense to create some kind of inside-outside flow of the basketball. Otherwise, this Minster, tough man-to-man, won't flex much. High right with the ball, Anna straight away. It is Bria Cook. She hangs on against Falk. Right wing rolling against Danielle Barhorst in the corner. She's stymied. Flips it back out on the play to Ambus. High left, it's Cook. High arching floater from range. Good. Nice one by Bria Cook for Anna. 34-19 in favor of Minster. Pringer foul line, might have shuffled. Deals around Barhorst. Barhorst is credited with a foul, and I think clearly Pringer took steps.
She does have a long first step.
And on that play, she might have dragged the pivot foot before the long first step.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt she traveled.
Courtney Pringer at the stripe for the Minster Wildcats. Eyes the goal, misses it, a little lengthy. 34-19 Minster, number two team in the state in girls Division IV. Anna girls play Division III. Anna's lost just twice all year at West Liberty Salem and home to Fort Loramie, which is number one in the state in girls Division IV. Second free throw by Pringer is right on the money. 35-19 Minster leads. 2:35 to go, third quarter. Deep right corner. Sizing up a triple is Bria Cook for Anna. It glances off the rim, hits the backboard. Long rebound out to Anna. Intercepted pass. Here's Falk guarding the other way. Shot fake in the lane. Stripped. Good defensive effort by Dosick for Anna. 3-on-1. Down to Barhorst. Layup. Got it. And a foul against Minster. Ella Dosick made that happen. She was the engine. Motored the length of the floor. A fine late dish to Barhorst, the post player for Anna, ran the court right with Ella.
Yeah, she had the steal on one end defensively and then took it down with the assist.
The left-hander Barhorst shoots the free throw up off to the left. Rebound by Danielle Barhorst of Minster. No relation. 2:16 to go, third quarter. 35-21 Minster. Head of the circle, it is Hoeing, who's hooked on the play by Dosick of Anna. 2:09 to go here in the third quarter. The JV preliminary game won by Anna, 32-27 over Minster. Outside the arc on the right, it's Falk for the Wildcats. She wears 22. Goes to Janae Hoing. She tries to light it up from long range. It's lengthy. Rebound weak side, Ivy Wolf. Minster still controls to Barhorst. Into Pringer down low. Good shot fake. Then overshoots. Weak side rebound, Dosik. She comes stumbling down the floor. Leads it for a teammate. Driving hard to the rim. Ambush shot it up there. A little too much mustard on it. Rebounded by Minster. Good break by Anna. Tough to control that shot going pell-mell. Here's Ivy Wolf behind the screen, straight away, long one, rimmed. Rebound lost by Anna, picked up by Hoing, who lays it in for Minster. Janae Hoing with two. A minute 18 left in the third, 37-21, Minster. Far side of the floor, Dosik for Anna. Here's an overplay by Hoing, almost stole it. Picked back up by Cook of Anna. She lost it, got it back. Don't think she's got a dribble remaining. Needs help. She's cornered. Anna gets a timeout. Just under a minute to go. Third quarter, 16-point lead, Minster, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make their region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
At the final minute of the third quarter, Anna behind by 16. That's about the biggest it's been. It was 11 after one. Anna was able to trim it down to 10 at the break, but Minster's outscored by Anna by a half dozen points here in the third stanza. 30 feet away on the right, it is Cook with the ball for Anna. Between the rings, it's Ambus. Ambus guarded closely by Ivy Wolf. In the right corner, Anna starts a drive, nothing there. Here's Kipling rolling down inside to Barhorst. Oh, look at that nice maneuver. Spun and scored with the left hand. Barhorst got the defender on her backside and used her body well to produce the two. 28 ticks to go, third quarter, 37-23 Minster. Ivy Wolf fears down the right side of the floor, comes back out. Minster will play for one. Carly Richards got it. Ivy wants it. She gets it back. Ivy looks at head coach Mike Wiss. Ivy dribbles. Carly Richards catches with nine. Carly wants to feed it back to Ivy, does get it to her. She retreats with five to go. Ivy from long range, still bouncing on the floor. A second and a half remaining. Gunned it, missed it off the flange. And the third period's in the books. Minster 37, Anna 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Opening seconds, fourth quarter. Anna needs a run to make this interesting. Rockets down 14. Anna dribbling below the basket, stolen by Minster. Here's Ivy Wolf breaking down the floor. on a weave to Carly Richard. Left side pass, Ernst. Wolf gets it left corner. She's available and knocks it down from long range. Ivy Wolf sparkling again here today for the Minster Lady Wildcats. 40-23, Minster. Here is Roland up the floor for Anna. It's jammed from behind, out of bounds by the Minster player.
Lily Peltier in the game now. She's going to knock that one away.
Yeah, Lily almost shook it free and got it to a Wildcat teammate. Lily on the court, 6 foot senior. Here's Dosick, picked up by Carly Richard, veers right, goes to Landis on the wing. Now Cook. Ella Dosick, what, Chuck? One field goal on the afternoon?
She has one, Cook has one.
Here's a drive. Landis barges down the left side of the floor within 10 feet of the basket, tried to hook it up there. She was pounded on the arm and is awarded two.
She's battling Kipling Rowland for the Clancy's player on the Anna side.
Yeah, I would say so. A minute gone, fourth quarter. Two free throws. Anna missed by Landis as that ball shot off the back iron. Don't forget tonight, 7:10 webcast time from Versailles. Rushi boys, Versailles Tigers. Always a tight contest between the two. Versailles has held the upper hand over the last several seasons. Rushi will try to seek revenge tonight. Versailles was upset last night at Parkway. Rushi defeated Botkins last evening. Tip-off time, 7:30 tonight.
Did they beat Botkins bad? I didn't see a score.
11. 67-56. Here is Courtney Pringer accepting the ball in the post for Minster, and she hits a turnaround J right in front. And the lead for Minster has swollen to 18 points, the biggest, 42-24. 6.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here out on the arc for Anna is Dosick. Reaching in is Carly Richard, who latched onto her elbow. Foul. It's common. Anna ball, far side. 6:26 remaining here in the fourth. Minster well out in front now by 18. Anna needs a flurry of threes quickly. And against Minster's defense, I don't think that's going to happen. Baseline right corner, Landis tries to go up and make a jump pass. Minster gets a piece of it. The ball bounces to Pringer. Foul backcourt on Anna. Well, Minster's defense has done here today, Chuck, what it does to just about everybody. Take them right out of their offense.
Right. I mean, they turn them over, but they also make them run their offense from places they don't want to try to initiate.
Yep. Here is Carly Richard for Minster, 25 feet away. Goes left side of the floor to Janae Hoyne. She gets a screen from Pringer out high. Janae, right wing, Lily Peltier. Head of the circle, Courtney Ernst. Ernst hangs on, 5:50 left, fourth quarter. Left side, Richard hits the cutter, Ernst in the paint, back to the basket. Now to Pringer, foul line, bounces it once, twice, stumbled, walked, it's called, turnover, Minster. 5:41 remaining in this game, 18-point lead, Minster. Anna in backcourt, Ella Dosick down the right side. Ella, right wing, goes baseline, cut off by two Minster players. A little too much dribbling, not enough cutting and passing for Anna offensively. Ball out of bounds to Anna. Falk and Damaris Wolf in for Peltier and Richard for the Minster Wildcats, who lead it 42-24. Anna inbounds to Roland, deep right corner. Ball high overhead for Kipling. Squeezes between two players, one of whom reached and fouled. Still common. Five on Minster, four on Anna. We've got Michaela Ambus back in the game for Anna. Mary Landis out. She has played superbly here today for the Green. Ball lobbed to Ambus, 25 feet from the rim. Michaela goes to the left to Roland on a weave. Now it's Cook. Cook foul line. Well, she and Dosick can both shoot it, but Minster's guarded them tightly. Here's a shovel shot toward the rim by Roland. No good. Stick back, yes, by Lauren Barhorst. She nets the two. Good offensive board work. 42-26. Minster leads by 16. Five to play in the game. Here comes Janae Hoying up and over the timeline. Right flank to Courtney Ernst. Coming out high to catch his Pringer. Guarded loosely by Barhorst. Hand off to Janae Hoying. Here's Damaris, right flank. A weave to Falk. Now to Pringer. Pringer pivots into the lane, back to the basket.
Wow.
Swerves to the rim. Left-handed. Boy, it's strong. Up and in off the window.
Best move she's had tonight.
That was sparkling. Nicely done by Courtney Pringer, 6'2 post player for Minster, who's headed to Xavier to play hoops. 4:20 to go in the fourth. 44-26, Minster. Dosik on the arc. Between the rings, it is Roland. Right side to Ambus. She's got a little avenue, goes to the foul line, leaves it behind her for Dosik, who's off to the right on the three-point jumper, and Minster cradles the rebound. Outlet to Janae Hoying. A little shake-and-bake move, head of the key. No penetration, though. Flips it out back to Ernst, to Pringer, to Janae Hoying. Gets a screen from Courtney. Janae tries to use it. Gives it up to Damaris Wolf with 3:50 to go. Down inside to Pringer. Pringer squeezes her way around Barhorst. Shoots with the left. No foul on Lauren. And Pringer's got two free throws. Chuck, I think the key to Minster's tournament success is the activity and the shot-making ability of Courtney Pringer.
Oh, I think that is because, yeah. Boy, if she's scoring inside, they're not going to be able to guard the perimeter.
Foul shot by Courtney, dead center. She's averaging just over 10. Scored better than that in the two games at the state tournament last year at Columbus when Minster took the girls' D4 state championship, beating Ottoville. Ottoville, an opponent for Minster on the road a week from Monday. Second free throw, Courtney Pringer, high arching, and all net again. And the lead is 20 for Minster, and that's the maximum advantage for the Lady Cats here today. Right side, it's Cook for Anna on the bounce. Swivels to the foul line, picks up her dribble, nowhere to go. Deals it toward the Wildcats logo. To Kiplin Rowland. She drives down the left side of the lane. Might have gotten away with a walk. Second extra pivot move in the paint area drew a two-shot foul. Is my eyesight that bad, Chuck, or did it look like a step call?
She shuffled her feet.
Yeah. Kiplin, two free throws on the way. Good. 46-27. I know my eyesight's failing, but...
Mine's already failed.
I can usually decipher traveling. Second shot, Kiplin, good. Sometimes you're better off a little further away to see that travel call.
Absolutely. You got all those people you're looking through when you're on the floor of the referee.
Yeah, you're right. Both foul shots, but Kiplin rolling up and in. Here's Minster attacking to her right. Cross court to Falk. Baseline left to a teammate, hitting the cutter. Pringer right down the pike, up and in. Courtney Pringer accepted the dish, and she laid it through. How many for Courtney?
She's got 15.
Excellent game by her. 2:55 to go, fourth quarter, 48-28 Minster. Here's Roland straight away. Fakes right, goes left, runs into Pringer, fumbled the ball out of bounds. Anna gets a break. No travel call. Touched by Pringer's, I think, right armpit, maybe. Could have been awarded Minster. Anna throws in. Looking is Cook. Beneath the rim for Dosik. She catches it in hot water. Gives it up on the arc to Roland. Roland near side to Cook. 2:35 to go. Cook gets a screen from Ambus. It goes back to Michaela. Michaela for Anna. Now to Dosik. Dosik wiggles her way down the left side of the lane. Errant shot. No good. Rebound Minster. Here comes Ivy Wolf. Change of pace. Right then left. Pulls up. Head of the key. Backs it out. 2:17 to go in the fourth. 20-point lead Minster. Having checked in is Avery Wolf. 5'9 junior guard. Right side Damaris for Minster. Damaris Wolf on the bounce. Fakes left. Goes right. Crowds her way. outside the lane, low in the right, missed the fadeaway seven-footer. Anna got the board. Long lead out, Ambus up and in, driving layup. She leaked the other way and was the beneficiary of a good pass. That might be her first goal.
That was.
48-30, Minster, 1:45 to go here in this game. Damaris Wolf's got the ball 30 feet away. Into the post to Pringer. Puts it on the deck once, and then she's jammed. There's contact. Foul, Anna. Two more free throws, I think, for Courtney. A minute 37 left to go in the fourth quarter. Chuck, it was two football seasons ago on a very windy Friday night. It was cloudy. Might have been spitting rain. I think I told you this story once. I was arriving for a Minster football game, and on the outside court on the blacktop was Courtney Pringer shooting free throws in about a 10 to 15 mile an hour wind.
That's how you get good at it.
First free throw by Courtney, up and through. Second shot by Pringer, 49-30, Minster. She dips the knees. It's on the way. It is spinning in and out. Rebound, Anna. Rockets with changes. Lena Rowland is in, 5'8 freshman. Anna's got the ball forecourt to her left. Amber Zimpfer, who played a very good JV game and scored 12, is on the floor now for Anna. She and Kaylee Brewer both had a dozen for the Anna JVs in the 32-27 preliminary game win. Jump shot tried by Zimpfer from the left flank. No good. Rebounding foul, Anna. And we'll walk to the other end with a minute 15 to go. Webcast time tonight, 7:10. Versailles and Rushi Lockhorns at Versailles. Wonder how long a trip that is for Rushi tonight, Chuck. I know it's across the county line.
It can't be very far.
2.5 miles, maybe? Three?
Maybe. It's kind of like Minster going to New Bremen. It's the same town.
Right, exactly. Just separated by Wendy's. First free throw, good by Minster. Second shot, Wildcats on the way. Lipped the rim, went in, went out. Tough break for Avery Wolf. Rebound down to Anna. 106 to play in the fourth. 50-30, Minster. Rockets have the ball. It's Mary Landis. Goes toward the post for Lily Toller, who's in, a 5'10 junior, batted out of bounds by Minster. 61 ticks left in the clock. Ball entered, baseline left at Zimpfer. On top to Ambus. This Anna roster, Chuck's got just one senior.
Getting ready to say, Bria Cook is the only senior on the
yep.
floor.
Here's a good aggressive play by Minster's Courtney Ernst, who reached in, wrapped up the basketball. It was Anna's possession. Ruled alternating arrow. Minster's got it now with 47 ticks to go. Anna Rockets suffering their third loss of the year here today. Minster's record continues to improve.
Well, Anna's three losses are against three really good basketball teams.
Exactly. Here's an outstanding drive. Was that Courtney Ernst?
Yep.
Courtney Ernst dashed through the paint area on the dead run. A little half-hook shot from 7 feet, and she kissed it in off the window. Beautiful shot by Ernst. 16 seconds to go in the game. Minster owns its biggest lead of the afternoon. 22 points, 52-30. Right side pass to Lena Rowland for Anna. On the arc to Landis with 5 to go. Straight away Zimpfer. Foul line into the paint to Rowland for 3. Overshoots it at the buzzer, and that's it. The Minster Wildcats turn back the Anna Rockets 52-30. It was 11 after 1, 16-5. Anna's best quarter was number 2 when it outscored Minster by 10. But in the second, or I should say by 1, to cut it to 10, the second half of this game was owned by Minster, which outpointed Anna by 12 points to pull away to win by a final tally of 52-30. A fine win here today for the Minster Wildcats, who are now 16-1 on the year. Anna Rockets 13-3 as Minster avenges the 5-point setback at Anna late in the season a year ago when the Rockets stunned the Wildcats by a score of 40-35. Minster wins it here today convincingly by a 52-30 count. Again, repeating, webcast time 7:10 tonight from Versailles. The Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers boys game, tip-off 7:30. Chuck and I will be occupying good seats right behind the scorer's table in about row number 2 or 3. Thank you, Scott Brorman, athletic director at Versailles High School. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring here for the matinee tilt between Minster and Anna.
All right. Well, for the Rockets, they were led by Kiplin Rowland with 8, 7 from Mary Landis, 7 from Lauren Barhorst. On the other side, Minster had 16 from Courtney Pringer and 16 from Ivy Wolf. Those two were terrific, just like you expect them to be.
Yep.
And looking at the Clancy's players of the game, I'm going to go with Courtney Pringer because I've given it to Ivy Wolf every time. And for Anna, I'm going to go with Kiplin Rowland. I thought she had a terrific game tonight.
Yep. Those are our Clancy's Award winners. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Now we salute our anchor underwriting sponsors again, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, Route 25A, north of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Thanks again to Brookins in Fort Loramie. Don't forget that pork chop special tonight at Brookins. You'll love it. Get there early. They might be gone. 2 8-ounce marinated pork chops. They're juicy. They're delicious. That's Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. The late night menu's been tweaked. Open till 2:30 Thursday through Saturday at Brookins. Carl Arnes, owner-manager on board now, about 14 months. He's done a splendid job. You'll love Brookins in Fort Loramie. And thanks again to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Call Chris North to get connected to your veterans benefits, 937-498-7282. Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. In between, south of Botkins, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Brookins and Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee, Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Next webcast tonight, 7:10, Rushi Boys at Versailles. For Ron and Chuck, Jack Kramer bidding you good afternoon. From here at Minster, the Minster Wildcats defeat the Anna Girls 52-30.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.